racial. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Type of a thing. Because Latin people, they're a multitude of colors. Mm-hmm. Now, Israel, you find a true white Latin and a true black Latin. Because they were all mingled together like one family, you know. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't no racial problem. No, this is why. No, this is like, no, this kind of. And as a matter of fact, we had a friend. If you look at him, you swear he was a stone cracker. Red hair, freckles up, all up and down his face.
Pure tough.
Yeah. I never forget, we were coming from school, we got off the bus. I said, Luisa, let's stop and say something to Hector. So he was walking down from the stage. Hey, muchacho, you know, with the hug and the kiss, you know. This is just, you know, we just perfection, you know, the type of people. When it comes down to people that you really care, there's some concern, you know. You don't have this fear of expressing this concern and this love for them. So, hey, man, you know, in Spanish, you know, you know what he said. And everybody, black girls, you know,
it's great to do that to free people up.
And we told him, so I said, hey, look around. I couldn't find out he was 5 2 days later.
Oh, really?
Because of that.
My dad used to be the head of a dental lab in St. Louis, and there's a guy out there named Floyd Kinslow that we always kid around as a black guy, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we were the boss's kids, so we'd go down hassling, kid around with him and stuff. So my old brother saw him in a department store one time, you know, in the checkout lane. And my brother goes up to him and says, what are you doing here, boy? Floyd turns around and sees my brother. Boy, what do you mean, boy? All these people just they had at it like this, you know, for a couple minutes, and then they just started laughing because all these people, it was just like a fire right in the middle. Just everybody started backing
off.
Right. It was great. It was so
that
funny.
That is so true. My sister and I used to do a lot of times we go to the bathroom. They sign white bathroom, black bathroom. I said, now Louisa, now you drink like the white water now. I gotta go use a white bathroom to see if there's any difference. If, you know, the same sewage is the same with everything going on one sewage. You know, this is black. This is black shit. This is white. We were two things. Like, when I say devilish thing, we were scared to do malicious things. Like, you know, when mom and dad raised one eye, you know, all these type of things. Or daddy raises his voice right away, you clamp down. But it's malicious. We weren't doing malicious things, but you know, devilish things.
Yeah.
But see, we didn't have any conception that, hey, we could have been arrested, you know, at that time, you know. But we would do it just as sure as my name was Yoni and just as sure as her name was Carmen. I said, hey, now I'm going to the white bathroom, man. You're going to play. You're going to tell me what you're going to do, and I'm going to tell you what I went to. Then we're going to check and see which way did it go.
Yeah, I wonder if they do have, the thing there, the sewage plant, white sewage, black sewage.
And I'm telling you, and we would come back and tell mom, and they would look at us and shake, you know, shake their heads, you know. But the hurting thing, the hurting part about it, because I thought I would have to ever tell my daughter something like that. When you would ask your mommy came to go to such a place. Begins to, she's always told us that we're just as good as the next man. And you're not less, even better. But don't put yourself above anybody.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden you see a movie that is showing, you know, it's one of Walt Disney's. And I'll never forget, it was The Robe, Part 2. We wanted to see. And I can't imagine what it did to her to tell us no. Even the group was real black. I think you're
Let me ask you this.